Go ahead and pray that prayer of fasting and sing it. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. What's up? Every four of my people, Father, we need your love.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. And so tonight I'm going to be sharing very briefly, just, you know, to prepare us for the study that will come, the main course. This is just an appetizer, right? To whet our taste buds as we prepare for the full course meal that is coming up. We are going to be looking at rebuilding the temple. Amen. And that's where we are. Our scripture for tonight is coming from Haggai chapter 2, verse 9. Haggai chapter 2, verse 9. And it reads, and this is the New King James Version. It reads, "The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place, I will give peace, said the Lord of hosts." This is the word of the Lord. When we look at this chapter, chapter 2 of Haggai, verse 9, well, that whole chapter, we see in those days, Prophet Haggai, the temple of Jerusalem was laying in ruins. Right? And God's people had returned from exile. But instead of prioritizing the house of God, they became consumed with rebuilding their own homes and pursuing personal comfort. Amen? And so through Prophet Haggai, God issued a wake-up call, so to speak. And he said in chapter 1, verse 5, "Consider your ways." Hallelujah. He challenged the people to stop putting off what mattered to him and to rebuild his temple, the place where his presence dwelled among them. And just like the Israelites, when we think about ourselves, we too are sometimes distracted by the cares of life. We're distracted by our career. We're distracted sometimes with things that are happening in our families. Our goals, so to speak, we have a certain goals and a certain timeline, and sometimes we become distracted pursuing these goals. And while we do, and nothing is wrong in doing that, unless it is at the expense of our spiritual lives, which sometimes suffers. We're so focused, we're so goal-oriented, we're so concerned with the cares of this life that sometimes we neglect our spiritual lives. The temple might not necessarily be a physical building, so to speak. Amen. But in when I interpret this, you know, it could be talking about our hearts and our walk with God, you know, and the body of Christ on a whole. Amen. And so how many of us are, you know, pursuing these goals at the expense of our spiritual lives? We don't have the time to spend in the presence of the Lord. And so the word to us tonight, consider thy ways. This is a time of reflection where we look inwards and, you know, just introspect the state, the condition of our temples. Hallelujah. Is it a case where our temples need rebuilding? Hallelujah. Is it a case where we have neglected the temple to focus on our personal desires like the Israelites would have done in the days of Prophet Haggai? My God, consider thy ways. Rebuilding our temple might look like in physical or in or temporal lives. It might look like, just returning to a life of prayer and worship and devotion. We might be at a place where sometimes we it's just those quick prayers that we pray. God, thank you for waking me up this morning. God, I thank you. Those quick prayers. And so when we are inspired tonight by the word of God to consider our ways, it means rebuilding the temple, returning to that life of prayer and worship and devotion. Hallelujah. It means repenting where we've allowed the worldly things to take God's place. And sometimes it happens so easily and so effortlessly. As children of God, we will not want to be at a place where we put something in front of God. No, you wouldn't do it willingly. No. But guess what? Sometimes when we really realize, the time that we should spend in prayer and we spend it on the phone, on Facebook, and we spend it, interact watching a movie, those things are taking precedence. That is where our priorities are. Hallelujah. And so it's not that we're doing it deliberately, but it still doesn't excuse the fact that it is being done. Amen. And so it's us repenting where we have allowed these worldly things to take God's place. It is going to that place of recommitment to God, recommitting ourselves to spiritual discipline and obedience. As I was in the Word this week and I was just praying for my one of my prayer points this week was spiritual formation, that I will grow in the spirit. And the Lord would have allowed me to be brought to the realization that my focus should not be so much so on manifesting the power of God. My prayers should be centered around, focusing on building, what is inside of me. On it's supposed to be like a light shining inwards, where I should be praying for my heart. I should be praying to grow in my obedience to God, to grow in my discipline to God. And then when I grow in those areas, the power of God will be manifested outwards. Hallelujah. Oftentimes we pray for the manifestation of God. Lord, I want your glory to be seen in me. I want the power of God. I want when I open my mouth to speak, lives will be changed and transformed. When our prayers should be, Lord, purify my heart. Lord, keep me
Hallelujah.
pure. Lord God Almighty, help me to grow in my obedience to you. Hallelujah. Help me to grow in my discipline to you, because one is a result of the other. And so if I focus heavily on walking in obedience to God, if I focus heavily on walking in that spiritual discipline, if I focus heavily on keeping my heart pure, then guess what? As a result of that, the power of God is going to be manifested. It's going to be a vessel. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory
The
to
power of
God.
God begins
Hallelujah.
to flow through. Hallelujah. It's going to be a place where when I with all the things that I would have desired, that power that I want to speak with, that authority that comes, it's going to happen effortlessly. It's not going to be me at a place and me trying, oh
Jesus.
God, to speak in such a way that this happens or that happens. So self get completely slain, and it's now a portal. You become
Oh God,
that
Jesus.
clean temple where the power of God can manifest through. Hallelujah. We're talking about
Hallelujah.
rebuilding our
Oh God,
temple. Hallelujah. And so
Hallelujah.
tonight, I
Jesus,
encourage
Jesus,
you, consider your
Jesus.
ways. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
Introspect,
mighty God.
mighty God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
That's a
Hallelujah.
temple. That's
Hallelujah.
a
Jesus,
temple.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
your
Hallelujah,
rebuilding
Jesus.
our temple. Let us
Hey.
return, hallelujah, to that place
Jesus.
where we desire to walk in
Hallelujah.
obedience, mighty God. God will not see you surrendering fully to his will and his way and not exalt your hand like a unicorn. It won't happen, my God.
Praise
You
God.
surrender fully to
Hallelujah.
him. He is going to
Hallelujah.
use you. That is what he's going to do. Our desire is to be used by God.
My
But we
God.
first understand that it is an internal process. We must
My
on
yes.
the internal, the
Jesus.
affairs of the heart, the things that are the heaviness,
Oh,
the
Jesus. Oh,
bitterness,
Jesus.
the envy, the
Hallelujah.
jealousy. Because what happens some of the times, as I get ready to wrap up, what happens some of the times is that we try to demonstrate the fruits of the Spirit. And in trying to demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit, it's just an act, my God, because the heart is not
Hallelujah.
in alignment. And so when I go out and I do this, Deacon will see me and think, oh, Sister Camille is a child of God, or Sister Nadine is going to see me. Oh,
Yes.
she's demonstrating the fruit of
Oh,
the Spirit.
God.
But the moment I get behind the curtains where nobody is
Jesus
seeing,
Christ.
God Almighty, everything
Jesus.
that is in my heart begin to unfold, my
My
God.
God.
Consider thy will.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's not a place where we
Jesus.
can hide. We can demonstrate to people who are looking, but we need to remember that when we go before the Lord, we are not in hiding. So it's not
No.
about trying to manifest. It's about working on the
Hallelujah.
internal affairs that the fruit may be reflected. Hallelujah. Externally,
Jesus.
in the name of
In
Jesus
the name
Christ.
of my
Let's go
God.
back to restoring those broken relationships and walk
Yes.
in unity in the body of Christ. That's
Yes.
what rebuilding the temple means. It is about putting down unforgiveness. It's about releasing the hurt,
Come
my
on.
God. And if so,
Hallelujah.
no, we get to that place because we're flesh and blood, where we become hurt. We get to that place sometimes, and that is okay, my God. But it's for us to go before the Lord, be honest before Him. God, this
Damn.
is what is happening.
This
God,
is
this
what is
is
going
the
on,
state
God.
of my heart. God, work
Oh,
upon
God.
my heart that it may be pure. Help me to forgive Sister Tamaya who would have offended me, Lord. Help me to put this aside that I can continue in you, mighty God. It's not about being huffed up. It's not about pretending to forgive
My
when the
God.
heart is still dirty with
No.
bitterness and
Hallelujah.
when fear a smile.
Hey,
But when I
God.
go behind the scene, I am upset. Mighty God, it's about being authentic before the Lord. Because when we begin to be authentic before God, when we desire to grow in our obedience, to grow
Yes.
in our discipline, that is
Hallelujah.
when the fruit, that is when the power is going to be
Yes,
manifested
Lord.
externally. And
Thank you,
hallelujah. And
Jesus.
that's when the temple
Jesus.
of God will be
Oh, God.
built. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
So I have
Jesus. Glory to your
one
name,
question
Jesus.
for you to
Hallelujah.
reflect on tonight. Have I neglected the God's temple in my life? Have I
Oh,
neglected,
Jesus.
hallelujah, God's
Oh,
temple in my
hallelujah.
life? The
My
temple being,
God.
your heart, your time with him, your role in his kingdom. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
What
My God.
areas of your life, of the temple is broken down that needs to be restored. Hallelujah. Need to
Restored.
be rebuilt.
Oh,
Things that need to
hallelujah.
consider on and be genuine
Hallelujah.
before the Lord. That's how we're going
Jesus.
to grow. Am I willing to make God's priorities my priorities? Or is it that I want what I want and I want
I
what I
want
want?
what I want when I want.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh God, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
And
Jesus,
so I
oh
encourage us
Jesus,
today.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
And we are all at that place. None of us have arrived. We are all at that place where we're
Jesus.
encouraged
Jesus
tonight
Christ.
through the word of God. Consider thy ways. It is
Oh God.
time to rebuild. Hallelujah. It's time to
Hallelujah.
rebuild. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I'm just
Hallelujah.
going to play like about a minute of a song. And I want you to just spend some time reflecting. And I want you to just give it all to Jesus. The good thing about it is
God is not condemning any of us. He's
My
just
God.
calling us to consider our ways. And
Jesus.
so, as we consider our ways, we don't want him to pass us by. The song man said, "Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
My God.
Hear my humble cry.
Hallelujah.
Calling others, thou art calling, Lord,
You are
pass me
passing by,
by."
Lord.
Hey,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Because
You
we're
have
going
cast
into
me by, Lord
revelation
God.
mode.
Hallelujah.
We're
Hallelujah.
going to put down
Jesus.
the act tonight in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Yep.
Oh God.
The
Oh
road
God.
clear
Oh
before
God.
the Lord.
Jesus.
So if you need to
Jesus.
keep your
Jesus.
microphone closed and your cameras, whatever you need to do to be broken before the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're not role playing before the Lord tonight.
Mighty
We're not
God.
supposed to say what
Hallelujah.
we know we're supposed to say or do. Act. We're not, no, we're putting off all that pretense. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We're going before
Hallelujah.
the Lord that he might help
Jesus,
us to
Jesus.
consider our ways. Hallelujah. And to
Jesus, you're
show us
worthy,
the areas
mighty
of
God.
our lives that need to
Oh,
be
God.
rebuilt, the areas of the temple that are broken down. We don't want
Wow.
to be like the Israelites who are so focused on personal stuff that they put
Oh,
Jesus,
Jesus.
God's priority behind theirs. Hallelujah. We are going to the Lord tonight in prayer. Be authentic before God. Put it
Jesus.
all to Him.
Hallelujah.
Empty yourself before Him so that we may be able to eat the meal that is coming. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
to God.
Hallelujah. That's the name of it.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. Let us pray. God and our Father, our help in ages come. God Almighty, tonight we honor you with
Yes.
all of our hearts.
Amen.
Lord God Almighty, we invite your presence tonight to come and dwell among us.
Come among us,
Praise
Lord.
the name of Jesus Christ,
Oh,
that as we have poured out before you and as you have
Lord.
washed away our slates clean, that
Hallelujah.
Lord, our hearts will be prepared
God,
and ready to receive the word that is about to come. Father God, we pray, hallelujah, that you will turn the light of the Holy Spirit on our insides. Lord, will you reveal to us, oh God, the ways
Lord,
that we need to consider,
hallelujah.
The ways that we need to turn away from. Lord God, sometimes we are caught in some situations where we
Hallelujah.
don't even understand the implications of our actions, Lord. But tonight we pray that you will reveal yourself to us in an unusual or an uncommon way, God Almighty, that you may magnify the areas of our lives that needs, oh God Almighty, to be surrendered to you, that we need to be repenting for. Lead us on that journey tonight, Almighty God, where we can look within ourselves, surrendering our all to you, mighty God, without looking on others and identifying areas in other people's lives that needs to be fixed. Let us look in our own self, Lord, because our desire is to grow. Our desire is to walk in your obedience, Lord. And we know, God, that we have fallen short in this area so many times, mighty God. But we pray tonight, Lord, that, Lord God, you will help us to grow in that area little by little until it is perfected in you through the power of the Holy Spirit. Help us, God Almighty, to put the flesh under subjection that we may walk in the discipline of God and be able to receive, oh God Almighty, that growth on the inside that we so desperately desire to be manifested outwardly. I pray that you will take charge of tonight's service. I pray that you will touch the presenter, Lord God Almighty, anoint her with new wine, Lord. And as a vessel, I pray that you will flow through her, flow within her. Minister to her heart first, oh God, that she speak with the conviction of the Holy Spirit, that our hearts will be ministered to. I pray, God Almighty, hallelujah, that you will, as you speak through your woman servant, challenge us, oh God Almighty, to do better in whatever area you see the need for us to do. Because, Lord, we want to do well. We want to grow. We want to hear on that day, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But we don't have the capacity to do it on our own. So I pray tonight, Almighty God, as your word come, that it will be a place to start in the rebuilding of the temple of our hearts, of our lives, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We surrender tonight into your hand, Lord, for you to move as you see fit, for you to transform, for you to manifest your power, for signs and wonders to be demonstrated, for deliverance to come in the name of Jesus Christ. And we look to you, thanking you, and we call it done tonight in the name of Jesus. We pray and we say, Amen, amen,
Amen.
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 Bless the Lord. Is there a hallelujah on the platform tonight?
Hallelujah.
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 Bless
Hallelujah.
the
Thank
Lord.
you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God is awesome. God is awesome. And as we, get ready to hear from the woman of God, we are prepared. I encourage us to get, a book, get a pen, make some effort to, you don't know what you will hear. And what will inspire you that you will need to write it down to remind yourself of a certain day to come. Amen. And so once it is possible, get your pen, get your book, turn your listening ear on, become attentive because it's time. I want to use this opportunity before she comes to welcome each of us to the platform tonight. Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries International. We are delighted to have each of us on. Whether you're a member of the ministry or you're visiting with us, the pleasure is all ours to host you. And we pray that tonight you will eat a bellyful in Jesus' name. We want to
Amen.
acknowledge our leaders who are on tonight. Yours truly, Sister Camille. We have also on Sister Nadine Wright, Elder Eulalie Edwards, Deacon Scott, and Sister Terrian McNeil. Amen. And we bless the Lord for our leaders. Amen. And so we celebrate. Can we shout hallelujah for our leaders?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
In the name of
God.
Jesus.
Praise God. And so without any further ado, I want to use this opportunity to welcome our presenter for tonight, who was tasked with leading us to study the Word of God tonight. I am ready. I'm hungry. and I'm ready to be fed. Amen. And so we have with us one of our leaders, Elder Eulalie Edwards, has been in ministry for maybe almost 20 years. Hallelujah. And so, well clothed in the wisdom of God. And so as we get ready tonight, we want to welcome her. And so welcome, Elder. We invite you to come and share what God has laid on your heart. Over to you.
Hallelujah. I
Praise
shout
God.
a hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
The
Hallelujah.
king tonight, my God, empty and
Jesus.
broken, I came back to him, a vessel unworthy, so scared, so scarred with sins. But he did not despair. He started over again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, saints.
Jesus. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Mighty God, we bless the Lord tonight. God has been speaking to us as a ministry. I don't know how many of us have our ears open, but God has been speaking. My God, a couple of weeks ago, he spoke through two of his humbled servants. My God, Sister Tamoya would have brought it to our attention. My God, that the coming of the Lord is near. Those of us who have forgotten for a moment, she reminded us. She said, the signs are everywhere. My God. So it's time for us to look up. If ever time since we need to look up, it's now. Sister Radian instructed us to return. She said, according to Isaiah 53, verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. So it's time to return, my God. God said to his servants, I have withholden the rain. I have sent pestilence. I have slain with a sword. He said he has made the stink, my God, of our camp to come into our nostrils, yet he have not returned. He continues to speak to us tonight. Sister Camille just says, consider your way. And so he wants us to look a little further tonight. He said, the theme for tonight is the rebuilding of the temple of God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Holy God, our Savior and King, we bless your name tonight. We thank you, oh God, that you are that potter who molded us over and over. You did not throw that clay away. My God, you love us unconditionally. God, even as you forgave the children of Israel, my God, and they cry out to you when they sin, God, when they sin, and you allow them, God Almighty, they cry out to you and you send them help, my God. Yet as soon as they are well, they turn again to sin. But you again, when they cry, you forgive them. Father God, we thank you for that love tonight. And tonight, Lord, as we go into your words, I pray, oh God, that you will give us clarity. And I pray, mighty God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of all our hearts will be acceptable unto you, oh God, our strength and our Redeemer. And God's people say, Amen.
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 Amen, amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Good evening, saints. God is indeed awesome, my God. And we thank him for this opportunity that we can come together to delve in his word. And so, as I reflected, and I would have asked the Lord to show me the path that he wants us to take tonight in rebuilding the temple, he would have spoken to me and said, tonight is a night of introspection, a night where we look into ourselves, My God, where we identify the weaknesses, where we identify the sinfulness, my God, where we look, where we have fallen short, and we repent, my God. Repent, then we can rebuild the house. Hallelujah. And so tonight, I just want us to look a little at rebuilding the temple of God. Now, the prefix re means to do something over again. Building, my God, is a process of construction. And so rebuilding is to construct something again after it has been damaged or destroyed. Rebuilding the temple of God can refer to the restoration of the physical temple, or more significantly, the spiritual restoration of God's people and their relationship with Him. It involves not only physical reconstruction, but also a deeper spiritual transformation and return to God's way. Hallelujah. It also symbolizes restoration, renewal, and transformation. My God. And it requires these both physically and spiritually. Because while we aim to change the spirit man, there will be some reflection in the physical. Amen? My God. One songwriter says, what if God is unhappy with our praise? What if He is not pleased with the words we say? What if He is not pleased with the way we live? He's asking us tonight, saints of God, to change the way we walk, to change the way we talk, and to live a life that's pleasing to our King. Hallelujah. Rebuilding the temple of God involves introspection, you know, self-examination. And 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 5 says in part, examine yourselves, whether he be in the faith. My God, so tonight I ask us to examine ourselves. Am I doing that which the Lord requires of me? Am I fearing God by keeping his commandments? Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13 reminds us that is the whole duty of man to fear God and keep his commandments. Rebuilding the temple of God also involves repentance and a conscious effort to reconnect with the spiritual principles of God. You know, there are times where we recognize that we are falling short. Does any of us here ever reach that place where we are falling short? We recognize, we see that we are falling short. My God, my God, my God. We reach a point where we say, no man, my prayer life is not where it used to be. For some of us, we say, I don't even pray anymore. I don't feel that connection with God. My desire to worship is at its lowest. Have any of us ever been?
Oh, God.
Sometimes we reflect and we say, when was the last time I picked up my Bible? A lot of us, we do not take up the Bible. For some of us, we take it up when we are going to church Sunday. And when we are going, we reach home, we put it down. And we, next week, Sunday morning, we probably have to be looking, my God, for that Bible to take with us.
Jesus.
In order for our spiritual man to grow, we have to feast upon the word of God. If we do not, then we will wilt and wither. We'll become dwarfed. We will not reach the purpose that God have for our life, because the word of God is the food. And if we do not eat, we starve. My God. Some of us even starve. Some people even starve to death. So we need to feast on the word of God. Some of us may say, I don't even meditate on the word of God anymore. I don't even try to lock myself away in the presence of God. Some of us ask, where is my anointing? My God, when we are at this place, it would be saying to us that we are on a spiritual decline. My God. So it's time to make it right. I ask you tonight, where does your heart lies? Is thine heart right with God? Washed in his crimson flood, cleansed and made humble, lowly in the sight of God. If it is not, then it's time to repent, to be sincerely regretful about falling short. You know, one someone said, Lord, I'm sorry for the things I've made it when it should be all about you. It should be all about you, Jesus. Tonight, God is asking us to examine. He's taking us to the place where we will build. We will have to tear down and dismantle and rebuild. But tonight, He wants us to examine the temple. My God. Rebuilding takes place after a time of brokenness. My God. And a brokenness is a state of being shattered, damaged, or incomplete. We are at a place where we need to be restored when we are broken. This is a time when we seek to be restored. It's time to go to the potter's house. Spiritual restoration is a process of returning to a right relationship with God, being renewed in the spirit. It involves healing from spiritual wounds, overcoming sins, and being transformed to the likeness of God. My God. Who or what is the temple of God? I would like some answers to this question. Who or what is the temple of God? Remember, we are rebuilding the temple of God. Anybody want to answer that question before we actually go into it?
I'll try. So I feel like the temple can refer to a number of different things depending on context. I feel like it could refer to the state of your heart. So if I'm rebuilding the temple, it could be, me examining the affairs of my heart, whether it's at the place where it's supposed to be, be the physical aspect of it in terms of what I do. What I pour into into growing my spiritual life or to sustaining my spiritual life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So the prayers that I pray, am I praying enough? Is my relationship with God where it's supposed to be? Am I talking to Him? Am I listening to Him? Am I walking in obedience? That part of it. I'm going to stop and give somebody else a chance to talk some about the other areas.
Thank you, Sister Camille. Sister Terry said, my body is his temple. Sister Radiant said, our bodies are considered the temple of God. I'm getting to the. No, Sister Terry, I'm sorry, say, the way I treat my physical self within and without. And Sister Tamoya had made a response in the chat as well. Sister Tamoya said, our spiritual lives. Sister Kenisha also said, place where the Lord dwells, our body, and in building the way in. So we're all on the right track. Praise God. We are all on the right track. Now, the temple of
Amen.
God primarily refers, its primary reference is to the body of believers, Christians, you and I individually and collectively. We who, according to Romans 10:9, have confessed the Lord Jesus with our mouth and believe with our heart that God has raised him from the dead. We who believe that the entire gospel of Jesus is enclosed in St. John 3, verse 16. We who accept the call of salvation, we believers who are born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, and seek to be a representation of Jesus Christ, and have invited the Holy Spirit of God to live in us. We are the temple of God, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. It says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man among you defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy." How is our temple tonight? Is it holy? Is it pure? Is it clean? My God, if there is no, if the answer is not, yes, it is holy, yes, it is clean, yes, it is pure, it is time for us to ask the Lord to wash us with hyssop and make us clean, purge us and make us white as snow. My God. Hallelujah. What did Paul mean though when he says our body belongs to God? Because we were bought with a price, the shedding of the blood of Jesus, his death on the cross had freed us from sin. But it has not only freed us, it obligates us to service to him. Amen. By accepting the call of salvation, we invite the Holy Spirit to live in our body and become the dwelling place for the Holy Spirit. The temple of God, the sacred dwelling place where the Holy Spirit resides. So we may be saying, but if our bodies are the temple of God, I have a body, Brother Scott have a body, Sister Hutchinson have a body, and our body is a temple of God, does that mean that God has millions of temples all over this world? My God, what do you think? Can somebody answer? What do you think? Do you think because individually we are the bodies, we are the temple of God, do you think that there are millions of temples all over the world?
I would say no to that, sis.
Okay, no, Brother Scott. What do you think?
The Lord our God is one God, you know, and he's universal in all of us, one time, every time, anywhere we are. So I would say that is not multiple temples, but is one temple. We are the temple of our living God. It's a mystery.
Yes, because earlier on you said, Elder, that
you're so right, Brother
the
Scott.
Body of believers are the temple of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Sister Nadine. You are all so right. Now, if we're all the temple of God, let us hear what 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 and 6 says. Do we have a reader tonight?
Can you give us the scripture again? 1 Peter
chapter 2, verse 5 to 6.
All right, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 to 6.
Yes.
He also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded.
Amen. So, do you think? Yes, so this is saying that we are lively stones. He also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house. Individually, as believers, the Holy Spirit resides in us, thus making us the temple of God. Together, as a community of believers, we form a collective temple. The church, the body of Christ. We are individually, as living stones, or if I might add, concrete blocks. Living concrete blocks, my God. In this context, we are built up together into a dwelling place for God. So just as you have the body of Christ, where we come together to form that one body. So too with the building up of the spiritual house. You being one stone, I being another, my God. And together we built up the temple of God.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. First Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, He are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that he should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. This is saying that the church is portrayed as the spiritual house of God. And Christ as the foundation and cornerstone. Amen.
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 In
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 says, For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So we are the lively stones, the building blocks, whatever make up the temple. We are when we believe as believers, and Christ is that firm foundation. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody
Bless the
with
Lord.
me?
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Bless the
Any
Lord.
question, any comment, anything?
You're driving, man. Drive, drive.
Praise God. Praise God.
Okay. Really, praise God. So, in other words, we're saying the word of God is saying that together we all as this stone that will come together to build. So I may be a tiny one. You may be a little bigger one. Sister Camille may be the big one, and so on and so forth, right, Sister Camille? So on and so forth. But together, all find their place and
Yes.
come together, and then we get the structure.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Praise God. And Sister Nadine, sometimes I watch my brother build and he would put the block and then he reach a part where one block is too big for
Right.
that section and he would cut the block and fit it. Some of us are like that little cut block, but we all come together to build the temple of God.
Amen.
The concept of the temple has both symbolic and practical implications. It emphasizes the importance of holiness and purity as a temple is a sacred space. It also highlights the responsibility believers have to honor God with their bodies and actions as they are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember that tonight we are not actually rebuilding. We are setting the space to rebuild. The Bible also talks to us about the rebuilding of the temple of God in Jerusalem. It is also known as Solomon Temple. That is the physical building. In the books of Ezra, Nehemiah, and Haggai, we see accounts of the building of the Temple of Jerusalem, also called Solomon Temple, after the return of the children of Israel from exile. Amen. Let us look a little at the building of the temple, the actual building of the temple. King David, a servant of God, expressed concerns for the Ark of the Covenant because he felt it was improper for the Ark, the dwelling place of God, to be housed in a simple tent while he lived in a luxurious Cedar Palace. So David, while living in the palace as the king, his place was splendid, and there was the presence of God, you know, the Ark of the Covenant in a little tent. And so he was very concerned. You know, he said, "Here am I. May I live big life in here, so you look there, you know. My place is so pretty, and yet still the presence of the Almighty, the one who takes me, my God. He's the one who saved me, the one who looks out for me. He built me until I can reach a king. And his presence is dwelling in a tent. And here I am in a big, luxurious palace." He believed God deserved a more permanent and dignified structure. This stemmed from his deep reverence for God and his desire to honor him. So too should we be passionate about him living in a dignified body. And we should do so by cultivating lifestyles that honors God in all aspects of life, living holy and honorable life. According to 2 Samuel chapter 7, after David recognized the need to have a correct dwelling place for the presence of the Lord, it was confirmed through God's message by his prophet. However, David was not given the opportunity to build. He was not given the opportunity to build, even though the thought came and the message was sent to him. God let him know that he would not be the one who built that temple, but his son, whom he will bless, according to 1 Chronicles chapter 17, will build that temple. But why wasn't David allowed to build the house of God? 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse 3. "But God said unto me, You may not build a house for my name, for you are a man of war and have shed innocent blood." He wanted a man of peace to construct the temple, not a man of war, because his house was to be a house of prayer, a holy place, hallowed for all nation. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 6-7. I hope you are jotting down these scriptures. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 6-7 states that mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people, strangers, sojourners, all people that join themselves to serve the Lord. David, though unable to build the temple himself, played an integral role in its preparation. Does anybody know what was David's role in preparing for the temple? I want to
Yes.
task us tonight.
Yes. The Lord would bless him with all the material that he would have them, you know, other would say otherwise in storage. But then his son Solomon would be the one to do the actual building.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Nadine. Praise God. Praise God. And so His role as the standard in state was to gather materials, gold, silver, and precious stone. And he also provides Solomon with a specific blueprint and plans, tasking him with the building of the temple. First Chronicles chapter 22 gives details on David's preparation. Now, the construction of the temple by Solomon, the son of David, is found in 1 Kings chapter 5, in 1 Kings chapters 5 to 7, and also 2 Chronicles chapter 3. You can stop me at any point and ask me to repeat the scriptures if you're not getting it. So the word of God says it took Solomon 7 years in total to build. You can confirm this in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 38. This was a building of finest material, intricate carvings of cherubim. So carving of angels. These cherubims are known as angels attending unto God. There were palm trees and flowers. Palm trees and flowers adorned the walls. Cedar, cypress, and olive was extensively used. These are all expensive material. It featured an inner sanctuary, the Holy of Holies, a main room and portico. Two large cherubims overlaid with gold stood in the Holy of Holies. So the Holy of Holies. Does anybody know what that one is? I want to share. All right. So the
It's
Holy.
a, it would be a place in the tabernacle,
Yes.
after you enter, after you pass through the holy place, and it have the set furniture that would be there, and then you get into the Holy of Holy where the mercy seat, you'd have the mercy seat with the cherubims looking down on it, and the blood of sacrifice now would drop down on the mercy seat. So it's the Holy of Holies, and it's separated from the holy place by the veil. There's a veil that separates it. It's like a curtain that would separate it. And when at the crucifixion, that's a curtain that was torn so that you and I can have free access to the holies of holy, where the throne room of Almighty God is.
My God.
Yes, Brother Scott, and also is that specific part is not for every and anybody. It would definitely be
Amen. Just for the priest.
one.
Praise God. Thank you, brother and sister. And so as our brothers and sisters have said, it's the innermost sacred chamber that hosts the Ark of the Covenant and the dwelling place of the presence of God. And as Sister Nadine said, it's accessible only by the high priest. And even though it was accessible only by the high priest, he could only enter into the holies of holies one time per year. And that's on the Day of Atonement. You know, when he would go before the Lord, making sacrifices and seeking atonement for himself and for the people of God. But you know, are you saying something, Brother Scott?
No, I was just praising God for that we can come, not once a year anymore, but we can come
Every minute of
any
the day.
minute, any time. He will accept us, he will hear us.
And not only that, but we don't have to make them kind of sacrifice there again. We don't have to slay a lamb anymore. You know, so there's no in between man, as you rightly said, Brother Scott. No priest who have to give atonement. We can go straight to God and make our confession. Can anybody tell me why this is so?
Why we don't
The
have a heavy
efficacious
fasting?
blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, the
Hallelujah.
all-effective blood of
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ has ransomed it all. Hebrews, the book of Hebrews would demonstrate it to us that his sacrifice was once and for all. So we don't need to walk with bulls. We don't have to come on prayer portals to heaven, minister it our bulls with us. You know?
Yes,
Yes,
my
Jesus paid it all.
Jesus came. He left the comfort zone of his father's kingdom and he went to Calvary and he shed his blood for us. My God, he shed his blood so we don't have to slay a lamb anymore because his blood, as you said, Brother Scott, is sufficient. My God. And so we were given grace. We were given grace and we can go directly to him and confess our sin to him. Amen. Is everybody with me?
Yes, we are.
Praise
Bless the
God.
Lord.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. It says a bronze basin called the Molten Sea was constructed for priestly purification. Two pillars, Jachin and Boaz, stood at the entrance. The temple of God in Jerusalem was a place of great splendor, grand, priceless, and precious. It symbolized the presence of God among his people and served as a focal point of worship and sacrifice. So this is the temple of God. The temple, Solomon's temple in Jerusalem. Amen. And so too is our temple. It is splendor. All right, let me read over this. The temple of God is in Jerusalem was a place of great splendor, grand, priceless, and precious. It symbolized the presence of God among his people and served as a focal point for worship and sacrifice. So too is our temple. It is made precious, our bodies. It is made precious and priceless when we offer it to be the dwelling place of the Holy Ghost. Psalm 149 and verse 4, it says, "For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation." However, if we do not nurture that temple, my God, if we do not nurture it in the fear and admonition of the Lord, providing it with physical, emotional, and spiritual care, reading and applying the word of God, setting standards, my God, against the plans of the enemy, guiding our minds towards righteousness, dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, then it will be opened to destruction, even as Solomon Temple. My God, even as Solomon Temple. So let us stay under the tabernacle of God. The children of Israel, they were an unruly bunch, disobedient, and they sin against God. They did not stay committed to the commandments of the Lord. Instead, they rebelled, turning to idolatry and faithfulness, provoking God to anger with all the works of their hands. They were easily led astray. They disobeyed the voice of God. They complained. One moment they returned to God, and the next they turn away. Nehemiah chapter 9 gave an account as to their inconsistency. Let us look at Nehemiah chapter 9. Chapter 9. Okay. And so verse 1 read, "Now in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloth and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. So at one point, this is what the children of Israel were doing. They were in the presence of God. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord, their God, one fourth part of the day. So they were doing this one fourth of the day. And another fourth part, they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God. They stood up on the stairs of the Levites, Jeshua and Bani, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Boni, Sherebiah, Bani and Chenani, and cried with a loud voice unto the Lord their God. Then the Levites, Jeshua and Kadmiel, Bani, Hashabniah, Sherebiah, Hodijah, Shebaniah, and Pathaniah said, "Stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever, and blessed be the glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and all the things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee. Thou art Lord, the God, thou art Lord, the God who didst choose Abraham and broughtest him forth out of you, out of Ur of the Chaldees, and gave him the name Abraham, and foundest his heart faithful before thee, and madest a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites and Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it, I say, to his seed, and has performed thy words, for thou art righteous. And did see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heardest their cry by the Red Sea, and showest signs and wonders upon Pharaoh, and on all his servants, and on all the people of his land. For thou knewest that they dealt proudly against them, so didst thou get thee a name as it is today." So they were spending these 8 hours acknowledging God, worshiping him, confessing their sin, being repentant, fasting in sackcloth and ashes. They were worshiping him for who he truly is. My God. Let's skip down to verse 16. But they and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks and hearkened not to thy commandments and refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them, but hardened their necks and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsooketh them. Praise God. Yea, when they had made them a molten calf and said, "This is thy God," and brought thee up out of Egypt and had wrought great provocation, yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsooketh them not in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud departed not from them by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way wherein they should go. Praise God. We skip down a little further. Verse 32 says, "Now therefore, our God, the great, the mighty, and the terrible God, who keepest covenant and mercy, let not all the trouble seem little before thee that hath come upon us and our kings and our princes on our priests and on our prophets and on our fathers and on all thy people since the time of the kings at Assyria unto this day. For they have served thee in their kingdom and in thy great goodness, verse 35, that thou gavest them, and in the large and fat land which thou gavest before them, neither turned they from their wicked works. Behold, we are servants this day for the land that thou gavest unto our fathers to eat the fruit thereof and the good thereof. Behold, we are servants in it. And it yieldeth much increase unto the kings whom thou hast set over us because of our sins. So their foreparents, they were sinful. They were disobedient to God. And because of that, they were suffering in the land that God has given to their forefathers. It says, and it yieldeth much increase unto the kings whom thou hast set over us because of our sins. Also, they have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. And because, last verse 38, and because of all this, we make a sure covenant and write it, and our princes, Levites, and priests sealed unto it. My God. So this chapter tells us how much they committed their time to fasting and prayer and to worshiping God, but yet still they would go back and sin. They confess the sins of their foreparents unto God. My God. So tonight, I want to ask us, are we spending time in worship unto God? Are we spending our time reverencing him, glorifying him, and praising him? Are we like the Israelites today, inconsistent in maintaining our spiritual house? Have you noticed the deterioration, the cracks in the walls, the paint peeling, the mold and mildew, the back sieve deteriorating, the roof collapsing, the door jams rotting, the tiles cracking? Then it's time to renovate. We can repair if we caught it in time. I implore us tonight to catch the early signs in order for us to be, in order for it to be repaired. There is not one broken vessel that God can't mend. All these signs are telling us that it's time for renewal and transformation. So when you see those signs, when you catch them early, then the house can be repaired. So while we speak in the sense of the physical house, let us do some examination of our spiritual house. My God, finding out where we are lacking, where we are not consistent. Then if it's just these little things, then it can be renewed and transformed. Now, renewal and transformation refers to a process of significant change and revitalization. Renewal refers to a former state of freshness and vitality, while transformation suggests a complete and fundamental change. Paul begged believers in Romans 12, verse 2, not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. This verse speaks to aligning our thoughts with God's will, leading to a more Christ-like character and a better understanding of his purpose. Now, saints, if we fail to acknowledge the signs, then it will come to a point where it becomes unrepairable. And Satan, the adversary who works over time like a raging and roaring lion, will not fail to see the signs and take an advantage to cause it to be even more deteriorated. 2 Corinthians 2 verse 11 warns us that we are not to be ignorant of the devices of the devil, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. There is a time, however, when the house may seem intact. So you may be thinking that everything is okay because I'm going to church, I am doing whatever is required of a Christian, you know, to the world. It seems so. So it may seem intact, but all the walls may have been shifted from the foundation. So you would not have seen this. And this is a critical moment because of the wall. If the wall was left, has left the foundation, the entire building must collapse. The church is one foundation. It is Jesus Christ, her Lord. For one can lay no other foundation than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And so tonight we are called into a time of introspection. Let us look into ourselves. Let us cleanse ourselves. Let us acknowledge. Let us see where we are falling short, where we are not consistent. And let us come to our next Bible study prepared to demolish and to build the temple of God. God bless you. Over you to you, Sister Camille. Can you play that song for me, please?
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Renew, flowing from the grace.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We bless the Lord, people of God.
Hallelujah. Bless the
We
name
bless
of Jesus.
the Lord. I am
Hallelujah.
feasted. How about you tonight? I have eaten and my belly is full. What
Oh,
say
God.
you?
Amen. Praise
Amen. Bless
God.
the
Bless
Lord.
the
Lord.
Lord.
Bless
I've
the
eaten.
Lord.
Bless the
Praise
Lord.
God. I feel fulfilled. I feel empowered. I feel
Yes.
excited. I feel like I want to do some digging myself. You know, God is just an awesome God. And we just want to bless the Lord, you know, for his servant tonight who came and she brought the word from the throne. She spoke about rebuilding the temple, you know, that starting with that place of introspection. And that's where we all are now. Right, we're not rebuilding yet, we're at a place of introspection and reflection. She reminded us tonight, examine yourselves, examine your ways, go into repentance. You know, it's time to be deliberate and open before and broken before the Lord. It's time to examine our prior life. My God, to go back to the place where we were. Mighty God, hallelujah. She spoke about the temple of God being the body of believers. She talked, she the word, she was a word of God to compare us to being lively stones or building blocks, so to speak, but put together to form that body of Christ. And that's who we
Amen.
are. She spoke about the condition of our temple. Mighty
Yeah.
God, she say our but when Paul says that our bodies belong to Christ, it means we're obligated. My God, I never think about it like that. But if you own something of yours, they're supposed to do what you say, right? And so
Yeah.
we being children of God and our bodies being temple of God, she said the word says we are, Paul meant that we're obligated to God. Praise God. She spoke about the temple being a holy place. When David would have reflected and, you know, thought that the Ark of the Covenant was not at a place he considered to be worthy. And she challenged us. She says, likewise, we need to consider our own temples, the body that houses the Holy Spirit of God. Is it worthy of hosting the presence of God at all times? Because sometimes some things that come out of our mouth, sometimes, my God, you know, we don't keep that place holy where the presence of God can freely dwell. And so it's something for us to consider, mighty God. She said, are we consistent in our relationship with God? Or are we like the Israelites, where one minute we're talking about we're praising and consecrating and serving, and the other minute we're going to do something else to complain. Hallelujah. She says, are the walls cracking? We
Yes.
see the mold taking over, the door jamb rotting. It's time to renovate. Hallelujah. If the walls have left the foundation, which is Jesus, hallelujah, then the walls will collapse. Where
Yes.
are we tonight in our
Oh, hallelujah.
relationship with God? Are we connected to the ultimate source? Hallelujah. Are we connected to the
Mighty God.
foundation? Has us been the walls of the temple? Have we taken ourselves away from the foundation? And if we have, it means we're headed for destruction. It is time to return. It is time to rebuild. It's time to examine ourselves. And so we want to bless the Lord for you, woman of God. And we bless God that
Amen.
you have availed yourself and you have brought
Yes.
this theme to life. You have brought out practicality in this theme. And I'm sure that leaving here tonight, we are empowered and we are ready to go on to introspect, you know, to bring back ourselves to that place where we work on our prayer life, we work on the word. She talk about the dusty Bibles, the Bibles that we carry to church and we put it down. And when we go back at church next week, we take it
Well,
up
look for
again.
it.
Mighty God, hallelujah. And so it's a time of reflection tonight. It's a time of self-searching, a time of introspection. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants. Once you go into that reflective mode, he's going to reveal some things to you that some of them you possibly didn't even know. didn't even realize. But he just wants you to be willing to say, Lord, where have I fallen short? He's going to show you and he's going to guide you. Some of us, we are so consumed with so many things to do. You know, we find it challenging. But if we put Jesus at the front, you're frightened to see how he guides your day. Amen. He shows you what to do when and shows how to manage our time well. Hallelujah. It's a time of introspection, people of God. Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
man. We're going to introspect. We're going to
Bless the
look
Lord.
into ourselves and we're going to repent. We're going to turn away from some things. Hallelujah. That we may receive. Get ready. You know, when you're going to build something or you're going to renovate the house, you don't build on what is there. You know, sometimes you tear down the wall, you take down and you know you demolish. And so we're looking in ourselves now, what needs to go so that when we meet again and we're ready to lay the block in our spiritual life to build that wall. My God, it's not on the old one that was there, that is no good, that is rotting. We're going to remove all of that. Hallelujah. That we may be able to grow. And so we want to bless the Lord for you, Elder Edwards. We thank you for preparing, for spending time. It was evident that you spent time, you know, preparing. There were a lot of references. Some of them I have, and some of them I will share in the group that we can make reference to. Hallelujah. And so it's our time of introspection because if we're going to grow, then we need to introspect and know what to put down and, you know, what to prepare for what is to come. And so we
Amen.
bless the Lord. We're going to get
Amen.
into a time of prayer. I ask you to bow your heads with me as I pray for the woman of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Divine God and our Father, Lord, we thank you tonight for who you are. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, that you are the great construction, the great God Almighty builder. You are that contractor. Thank you, Holy Spirit, who is able, Lord, to point out the areas that needs to be worked on. And Lord God Almighty, you're also that one who provides the guidance in helping us to rebuild. I thank you for the word that you have given, they have released in our spirits tonight, Lord. I pray, God Almighty, that your people who are hearing, oh God Almighty, will receive the words with open hearts and will leave this platform tonight in an introspection mode where they're examining their ways, looking at what needs to be removed, what needs to be improved, and how to better their lives in rebuilding their temple. Father God, I pray that you will allow the word, God, to continue to minister to us, Lord, not just for tonight when we go, but as we go onwards each day, as of now, let the word come to life in our lives, Lord, and show us where we need to be focused on. Lord, I surrender your daughter to you, your
No,
handmaid, your woman servant. Lord,
yes, woman.
you have called her for such a time as this. You have
Yes,
empowered her as she spent time in your presence. You have poured into her, and she came tonight, Almighty God, and she poured out all that you have
yes, Lord.
deposited within her.
Hallelujah.
I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that as
Jesus.
you locate her now, Almighty God, that
Yes,
you will give
Lord.
her a refreshing. I pray
A
that you
refreshing,
will
Lord.
change. I pray that you will
Thank you,
restore,
Jesus.
Mighty God, all that she has poured out in the
Yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus Christ. We know, God
Jesus.
Almighty, that sometimes just pouring out for an extended period, it can be overwhelming, you know,
Yes,
it can be
Lord.
draining. But I pray that tonight, when she leaves this platform, she will leave with more energy. She will leave
Hallelujah.
more, oh God, with a refreshing that is more than what she started out with in the name of Jesus
Yeah,
Christ. I
Jesus.
pray, Lord God Almighty, that as you gave her the word for us, that Lord, you will show her how to apply this word to her very life, Almighty God, creating that space where you're able to work even more in and through your daughter in the name of
Name
Jesus.
of
You have
Jesus.
used her mightily tonight, Lord God Almighty. And I know that heaven is rejoicing because of the word that has gone forth.
Yes,
I
Lord.
pray that you will just overshadow her. I pray that you will wrap her in your blood. I pray that you will spread out your feathers around
Jesus.
her and just secure her in your loving arms tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray, declaring that there's a hedge of protection around your daughter tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. There's a fence, there's a barrier that is created by the fire of God where the enemy cannot locate her, the enemy cannot contend with her. The darts that are released in her direction will fall, mighty God, as they come in contact with that wall of fire around your daughter, in the
Hallelujah.
name of Jesus Christ
Hallelujah,
of Nazareth.
Jesus.
I pray, mighty God, for an uncommon anointing to flow within her life in Jesus' name. It will flow in
Hallelujah.
the spirit, God, but it will be manifested
Jesus.
in the physical, in the
Yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus. Let it flow in her finances. Let it
Yes,
flow in her
Lord.
marriage. Let it flow in
Hallelujah.
her house. Let it flow in her home. Let it flow in her life, on the job, in the vehicle, as she walks. Let her carry that presence, Almighty
Yes,
God, so that as
Lord.
she comes in contact with different individuals, they will see not her, God Almighty, but they will
Hallelujah.
see your light that is being reflected through your daughter, a vessel of honor, in the name of Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ of Nazareth. I pray that you will stretch your hand, Almighty God, and that you will pull her up in the realms of the spirit, God. Let her be brought
Hallelujah.
to a new notch, a new
Jesus.
level within you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that you
Hallelujah.
will widen her understanding. I pray that you will, oh God, widen her understanding, just cause her to grow, mighty God, hallelujah, in your in obedience to you, in discipline to you, in her understanding of the word, in her interpretation of the scripture.
Hallelujah.
I pray that her revelation, but a channel will be popped open, Lord, that revelation knowledge will flow, mighty God, unhindered and uninterrupted to your daughter, in the name of Jesus. An uncommon anointing to, oh God Almighty, interpret your word. Let it be activated in her life, in the name of
Yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ of
Hallelujah.
Nazareth. I pray, mighty God, that
Thank
you
you,
will clothe her
Jesus.
in your humility, in your meekness, in the name of Jesus, and you
Hallelujah.
will cause her, mighty God, to grow from strength to strength. I pray that you will cover her under your blood. Pray that you will cause her to excel from strength to strength. I pray that you will exalt her horn like a unicorn, Almighty God, and that you will just
Hallelujah.
anoint her afresh, a fresh anointing upon your
Yes,
daughter, God.
Lord. Yes,
Fresh
Lord. Yes,
anointing
Lord.
tonight,
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Fresh
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
anointing.
Jesus.
Fresh anointing tonight,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God.
Let
Yes,
the heavens
Lord.
be open.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let fresh anointing
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
flow
Lord.
upon your daughter,
Jesus.
in the name of
Name
Jesus
of
Christ. Let her
Jesus.
walk in a new realm, in the name of Jesus Christ, and
Thank you,
anoint her with grace,
Jesus.
Almighty God, to endure and to persevere and to push through when
Hallelujah.
difficult times come, in the name of Jesus
Jesus.
Christ of Nazareth. Thank you for using her tonight as your mouthpiece. Continue to prepare her, mighty God, as she surrenders to you, because greater works are ahead. We thank you for hearing our cry tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for each person who would have joined us tonight on the platform. I pray, declaring a blessing over them. May the Spirit of God rest upon each of them. May you cover them under your blood. May the word that was spoken be received in their hearts and bring about a stirring, oh God, that will propel change
Hallelujah.
in their lives, in our lives, in the name
Thank
of
you,
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
And let tonight be a night, Almighty God, that you are glorified above all else, as your
Hallelujah.
people are edified by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for hearing us. Thank you for touching any unsaved tonight and for bringing them to a place of surrender, oh God Almighty, where they can build their temples in you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let their hearts be sensitive to your touch, to your knock, and let them open up that you may come in the name of Jesus. We thank you for
Hallelujah.
hearing us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we all say tonight, Amen.
Amen.
And David.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. In
Amen.
the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise God. Praise
Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Bless the Lord. And so as we get ready to close off tonight, I'm going to open the floor. I'm going to open for any feedback that any person might have that they want to share. And I'm also going to open for testimonies to come. So if it's a feedback that you want to share, then you can go ahead. And if you have a testimony, then you can also go ahead one at a time. Praise God.
Bless the Lord, everyone.
Bless the
Praise
Lord.
the
My feedback. Thank you so much, Elder Edwards. That was such a wonderful word.
Praise God.
It's so profound because just, well, since night before I joined, I was talking to my sister about a mold issue that was going on next door. And my neighbors had to move out of the main house because of the mold issue. And to fix the problem, well, quote unquote, fix, the landlord, he called a painter to come and paint over the mold. But you know, with that issue, the issue of mold, you can't necessarily paint over it to fix it because it's going to, in a couple of months, it's going to grow back again. So you definitely have to fix the root cause. And as I was thinking about that, I'm also thinking about the lesson that Elder Edward, spoke about tonight. When we're rebuilding and reconciling with the Lord, it's not something where you're going to paint over it. It can't be painted over because after a certain time, it's going to come back up. So you have to fix the root cause. So Sister, Camille was saying you have to tear down, you have to pull down, you have to throw out some things. You cannot cover it up and paint it over to fix it. You have to literally root up it, root up what is causing the issue, root out the thing so you can actually fix and mend your relationship with God. So that's what I wanted to share. Thank you so much, Elder Edwards. It was such a profound word, and I would definitely be, looking into my life and trying to root out some stuff and throw out some stuff that is not needed so I can get a closer walk with the Lord. Thank you so much.
Bless the
Praise
Lord.
God. God bless you, Sister Radia, and thank you so much for sharing. Praise God. Anybody else? Bless the Lord.
Yes, bless the Lord. I'm so grateful for my Elder Edwards. It was indeed a profound word. And if ever time we need a word like this, it is now time to pull down, tear down, and to build. It's a time to really introspect, look, and see what's going on the inside. You know, too many times we see us as Christians. It's just like a facade, you know, just like we have the linoleum on the board floor. And even when underneath the linoleum, there's chichi eating down the board, and the linoleum just cover it up and look like a facade. It look okay on the outside, but inside needs some renovation. Inside the mold, as Sister Radiant is saying, the mold is destroying it. And it's no time to put on that corsage, now that pretty linoleum, and shine it down when deep inside, underneath it, there is like a chichi eating down your very vitality, sopping out your energy. You know, Jesus spoke of it as the sepulchre. You know, it's pretty on the outside, it's whitewashed and pretty, but inside there is dead man bones. And it's
My
time
God.
that us as Christians need to rebuild that wall, rebuild our Jerusalem, rebuild our worship center. It's time we rebuild it. It's time we recognize that we are carrying the ark of the covenant of Almighty God. The presence of God goes with us as believers, and it's time that we renovate. It's time that we take down the cobwebs that is forming, that is you know, destroying out our Christian walk, and just rebuild. Just it's time, it's time. You hear this word tonight. We have time, and the time is now to rebuild. go back to basic. Sometimes when you realize how deteriorated you can be as a Christian, sometimes it's best to put a future date on your salvation. So, okay, today is a new day. I'm going to start it today. Start it today, because sometimes we can have like 50 years and we say, okay, we're counting the years and say we've been walking with God for 50 years now. But has those 50 years been faithful? Has those 50 years been sold out for God? I'm truly blessed for that word, Elder. We just pray God blessing and coverage over your life, no backlash in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord, Deacon.
Bless the Lord. Praise God. Any more? I think we have time for one more feedback or testimony, if there are any. Right. Bless the Lord. Praise God. And so we're getting ready to close tonight. I will just, say to us that as we go, if there's an unsaved on tonight who, you need to start that process of building your temple, building your relationship with the Lord. You have heard the word tonight. You have, it has ministered to your heart, and you're willing to make that commitment. Hallelujah. Is there such a one tonight to say, yes, I am going to give God a chance? I am willing to make that bold step. I don't know what it's going to mean. I don't know what it means. I'm not sure. But I'm just going to step out and just say yes. Is there such a one tonight who will say yes to the Lord? You can indicate in the chat. You can indicate to any one of our, the person who have connected you here. Just indicate to us so that we can know, and we'll be able to provide, some support, because this journey, we need support. Amen. Amen. And so, is there one person? Bless the Lord. We want to continue to pray for the unsaved. Amen, people of God.
Amen. Praise God.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
God has a mandate for each of
Amen.
us, and we want to continue to walk in that mandate, We want to pray that those who are not walking in that purpose will find God, so that their lives can be aligned to to God's plan for them. Amen. And they can reap the benefits thereof. And so we want to continue to pray for our family members who are unsaved. We want to pray for our friends who are unsaved. We want to give them the word. Amen. We want to witness to them. Yes, man. We're not just being their friends and they call us, or their family members and they call us when they want prayer, right? Nothing is wrong if they call us when they want prayer and we pray for them, but we want to give them Jesus. Every opportunity we get, we give them Jesus. I remember some time ago, there was a young man in my former community and he died very young, And I told you, it ate me up for days, because I've passed him so many times on the road while I was going to church, and I would stop, I would invite him to church and so on. But I've never really had a serious conversation with him about God, about surrendering his life to Jesus, right? And he passed on, and I was so uncomfortable. And I'm like, Lord, look how many opportunities I had to speak with this one, and I didn't present you to him, And so we might think we have time. But I'm just encouraging us today, just encourage those around us who we know are not Christians, are not believers, they haven't surrendered. Encourage them. Amen. Encourage them, man. Somebody had to encourage you, Somebody had to encourage you. So now you pass
True.
on the baton to somebody else. You take it and you receive Christ now for you to sell Christ to somebody else. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to anoint us, that we will know the right words to say. But we need to be intentional as believers. Some of our temples are missing some lively stones, some building blocks, right? And some there are some holes that need to be filled. And so we want to, allow the Holy Spirit to minister through us to his children who are unsaved, you know, to bring them over, and we want to be praying for them in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Bless the Lord. And so we're
Amen.
getting ready to go. Can we just we've been online all night. Some of you haven't heard you yet. Can we just shout hallelujah on the platform tonight?
Hallelujah.
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 Praise God. Bless the Lord. Praise God. And so once again, it's good to have you. Thank you so much for joining us. If I'm going to open to the leaders, if or anyone who has any final remarks, anything you want to say before we do the benediction and just greet somebody. Any comments, any final remarks? All right. Praise God. We're quiet tonight, though. We're really quiet. I hope it's just a time of introspection. Amen. Praise God. And so the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and grant you peace. God bless you. God bless you. Greet
Great.
somebody as you go. In Jesus' name, it's good.
Hallelujah. Bless the
Jesus.
Lord.
Good
Bless the Lord,
night,
everyone.
everyone. Good night.
Bless
the Lord, Brother Niger.
Good night,
Bless
everyone.
the Lord. Bless the
Good
Lord.
night, everyone.
Good
Blessings.
night, Sister Lem.
God bless
Good
you.
night. Good
Yes,
night.
bless the
Blessings,
Lord. Bless the
everyone.
Lord.
Sister
Sister Candice Reed.
Evelyn.
The Lord, my
Our generous
sister.
sister Mervin.
Yes, Sister
Have
Mervin.
you.
Hallelujah. Sister
Tamaya. Love
Tamaya.
you.
Bless
Camila,
the Lord. Sister
Edward,
Hutchinson.
Ocean, bless you.
Dr.
Oh,
Ashanti,
glory.
Sister Nigel,
Yes, Dr.
Sister
Ashande. We
Camille,
bless the Lord for your sister. Dr. Ashande.
Camille.
You know, we
Praise
enjoy
God.
worshiping it with you
Yes,
tonight.
a
Bless the
pleasure to
Lord.
have you.
Sister Edwards, good to
Praise the
have
Lord,
you.
Brother Scott. All
Yes,
right.
Sister Janiel. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless
God
the
bless you,
Lord.
Deacon.
Bless the Lord, Elder.
Praise
Man,
God.
what a word. To God be the glory.
Praise God.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Bless
Bless the Lord.
the
Dr.
Lord, everyone.
Ashanti, God bless you.
Bless the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Terry, Sister
Yes,
Nadine.
Sister
God
Terry. Sister Ava. Bless the Lord, Sister Ava.
bless you. Ava, God
Yes.
bless you. Sister Brother
Blessings.
Nigel,
Blessings,
Brother
everyone. Bless the Lord.
Tamaya.
Sister
God bless you,
Ava
brethren. Have a
Bright.
good night.
Sister Dorothy Bright, bless the
Praise
Lord.
God. Good to have you.
Bless.
God bless you.
Amen.
Sister
Praise God.
Paulette, it's good to have you. We declare heaven's benediction over you. God bless you. Thank you
Amen, Sister Paulette.
for
God bless you,
Yes.
woman of God.
We bless you. We
Amen.
bless you. Praise God.
Amen.
Our people of God,
Hallelujah.
have a good night. God bless you.
Bless the Lord.
Good night, Sister Camille.